Hey friends, it's the last day of July, and I just got to let you know that for August, I have asked different staff members from both our Hayes and Colby campuses to take time to record some of these Pray Today things. So you'll be hearing about 8 different voices over August to give you a little break from my voice, and I hope you will enjoy this. But I want to wrap up July with you, July 31st, and Pray Today is going to be in Proverbs 31. Now, most women who study the Bible know about Proverbs 31 because it really outlines what a godly woman looks like. And this was written by King Lemuel. And King Lemuel, we don't know a lot about him except that he was a king who received wise teaching from his mother. And his name means devoted to God. And so if you read through the sayings of Lemuel, you will get at the 10th verse and following, it talks about the wife of noble character. And I want to jump all the way down to the 30th verse of Proverbs 31, and it's talking about a godly woman. Okay, it says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. What that means is beauty ends up going away. We all end up old and wrinkly, right? But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. All right, so here's your assignment for today. As we finish out July, I want you to think of a godly woman that you know, a woman who loves God with all of her heart. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So what do you think I'm going to ask you to do? I'm going to ask you to praise that woman, to give words of praise, build up and encourage and thank that woman. So if you want to write a letter today, if you want to send a text today, if you want to make a phone call, if you want to make a personal visit, and say, I was challenged by my pastor today to reach out to a godly woman, to share with her part of verse 30. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And here is what I want you to know that I've noticed about you and your faith. I'll tell you what, you, if you carry through with this little homework assignment, you are going to make a woman's day today. So who is that godly woman, and how are you going to reach out? Get them a gift, send them flowers, whatever you need to do to build up and encourage a woman of God and say, I see you as a Proverbs 31 woman. All right, that's your homework. Are you going to do that with me? I hope so. Let's pray for that woman right now, because then you're also going to tell her that you prayed for her today. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for the woman or the women you've put in our lives that are godly. Lord, for anybody who doesn't have a godly woman in their life, I pray, Lord, that they would go on a search for that woman. But for a godly woman that they can look at and know that she represents you well. But I think for most of us, Lord, we know a godly woman. And God, I pray that you would give us the words of wisdom. Remember, wisdom in Proverbs. That you would give us the wisdom to know the best way to build up this woman and praise this woman today because she follows you. Lord, may women all over be praised and blessed with our words today. In Jesus' name, we thank you for this woman and the part that she's played in our lives. Amen.